said, man. What am I saying? When I take is saying, everybody should say Alhamdulillah. This ziyara is a blessed ziyara. Maulana Sheikh is saying that whoever has intention of doing any good in this month of Ramadan, even if he's unable to accomplish it, it has been written for him that he has done it. Then if he now carries out the act of goodness, Allah will write it for him that he has carried out an obligatory act. Then if he now carries out an act of an obligatory act, one, Allah will write 70 of it for him. No matter the level of impoverishedness of someone, if we are in this month of Ramadan, Allah will increase his sustenance. Sadaka with one devino for his brother or sister to break his or her fast, it's as if he has liberated himself from hellfire. Whoever also eases, for example, somebody has a worker under him, you may be working for 5 hours, and you say, okay, because of Ramadan, I'm reducing it to 2 hours. Allah will also ease your affairs for you and make things easy for you. And then you will liberate you from hellfire. That this. What Maulana Sheikh is saying that this act of goodness, that this ziyara, as if we have visited him 70 times. Allah. Because of the blessing of Ramadan and because of the blessing of Maulana Sheikh in this house. Yes. He said for you to visit Sheikh in the month of Ramadan is quite explicit, different from visiting him in any other month. Whoever visits the blood, the son of Sheikh Ibrahim, it's as if he has visited another Sheikh Ibrahim. We should say Alhamdulillah. Maulana Sheikh is saying that he has heard some of the issues that we have in our respective campuses. That because of the disturbance we are having in our Wadifa, because of defense in order, Akida. He said he's giving us assurance that one day it will be over. That the world cannot continue like this. If you go to Russia, this one is not there. It's not happening there. If you go to New York or Washington in America, this one is not happening there. This close by country, Niger, it's not happening like this there. This kind of disturbance, you cannot see it elsewhere except in Nigeria.
Nigeria, Kuma, say not.
In Nigeria, Kuma, northern Nigeria.
Northern Nigeria, I must say that the area is working.
He said, do you know why?
That's why.
That has lack of exposure.
Kowa ya san America, Faransa ba sa san Muslim balle ma tarika.
Everybody knows that in America or France, they don't like Islam. Not to talk of even tarika.
Amma ana wazifa ko ina a New York saboda me saboda mutu zai ce
that they will do their wazifa. In fact, in many places in New York, and when you ask them, they will tell you it's their right. But now in Nigeria, you don't have rights. It's like a Mecca. If they want to give visa to Hajj, they won't ask you if you are Izala or Darika before they will give you visa. If you want to enter Makkah, they will not ask you, are you Izala or Darika?
Shia, the Wahhabis a Saudi.
No.
Suna fada ma. Suna fada hakanin su. Amma duk wanda zai shiga Makkah, in kika shiga cikin ibada ba maganan kuma wannan Shia ne, wannan Wahhabi.
Well, Allah Sheikh is saying that you know that Shia, they are having issues with Wahhabi in Saudi. But when it comes to the time of Hajj, nobody, if you enter the ibadah of Hajj, nobody will ask you, are you Shia? Are you Wahhabiya? Everybody will do his worship the way he wants to do it. Those people that lay the foundation of this problem, they are about to go in. That the new generation of young people will now be the one who will take the affairs. They will be the one who will be commissioners, governors, ministers, and presidents. Maulana Sheikh is saying those positions he mentioned among commissioners, governors, ministers, head of state, president, they are here now. That this kind of disturbance, that they actually inherited it. That this kind of disturbance that is disturbing us is something that we inherited too. That they also disturb the prophet like this. That Maulana Sheikh Ahmad Tijani Olanu, they also disturb him like this. That is part of the disturbance that he has to leave Algeria to Morocco. Even Maulana Sheikh Islam, he also left the town of Kaulaha to the Medina. And we love them. Since you love them, whatever is done to them will be done on their disciples. And it's just time. Because what you have and what we have is very expensive. And whenever you have an expensive thing, then you should expect Shaitan to disturb you in every corner. Say Alhamdulillah. Maulana Sheikh, he said he's thanking us for this ziyarah.
Yeah, bayan sallar asar na gama tafi na tafi kawai canji da saboda muna yin media whatever muna yin 200 muna da ba mu tarawa shine mun nabi gode ba
that after asr yesterday asr tafi he has to leave for Jigawa because they are constructing boreholes in Jigawa about 200 for villagers and people to benefit from. So that is where he's coming from to go and commission the 200 wells, over 200 wells that he has built. That he's going to put everything into in book form and then he's going to send us some copies.
Yes.
That we should Google Nias Foundation and see what he's doing.
Lokacin sallah kuma muna yanka shanu 1000 cows.
No. That in doing sallah, they used to slaughter about 1000 cows to be distributed to the needy ones.
sun aiki raba abinci 1700 towa shinkafa kaza
that in this Ramadan alone that food has been distributed to the tune of the families like 1700 families rice and a lot of other food like that good stuff
gobe kuma zamu fara har zuwa ranar sallah ko wace rana zamu dauka 300 person a ba su abinci da nuno komai a zauna a ci iftar
that from tomorrow they will start iftar until the end of Ramadan and at least 300 people will be participating in the iftar
wannan shine aikin a Nigeria
that this is his work in Nigeria
in almajiri bai ganni ba kawai ina cin wannan
that if you only almajiri cannot perceive this one at least he's doing this one
wannan shine aikin shi
that this work he's doing is the work of Maulana Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi
kam zai na da mun sai ba yi Nigeria a wannan Senegal wata rana suna son su ba da kudi na mons na ma'aikatan Senegal da bala gwamnatin ba su da kudi sai Ibrahim ya kira su su zo su aika mota suka zo ya nuna musu wani daki duk ya cika da dole sai su su bai ma'aikata duk
that Manara Barama Jum we all know him is the secretary of Sheikh he said he told them that there was a time that the Senegal government could not pay the salary of the workers. Then Sheikh called them to come and opened a room for them. They just saw dollars. He asked them to carry what they could carry to go and pay the workers of the whole of Senegal. That this work he's doing is the work of Maulana Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi.
Sheikh is batting it for you.
Sheikh is not only doing things in the secret. He is also doing things in the open. That is why he's doing this kind of thing.
Sheikh Uya can have to for Sheikh Uya can have to say.
Sheikh
Uya can have to for Uya can have to say. Uya can have to Allahu Akbar yana haka ai zaka yi. Nasta'inu kuma sai mai hankali zai ganda.
I hope you understand that. Whenever he's up worshiping, everybody knows he's worshiping. And there are other things. The Sheikh that also helps. Whenever he's only the one that is intelligent, we know what Sheikh is doing. Inshallah, Sheikh is saying that he's requesting us that he will pray for us now because he needs to rest a little bit before the time of Tafsir. Now, Maulana Sheikh is saying he wants to start with us. If he's happy with us, let us behave ourselves. Because let's behave ourselves. Then our sister, Maulana Sheikh, is explaining the greeting that Sheikh is welcoming you to your house. Islam is incomplete without the women because they are the ones that stood for Islam.
Zal shawara yana cewa Zal ya je can gutsu din ya rike shi yace yayi karatu ya ba shi wahala ya dawo gida ko uku yana tambayan sai da Khadija ne zan wannan yana cewa in karatu ne ban san karatu ba sai da Khadija ya ce masa in ka koma in yace maka ikra ka ce masa man ladhi aqra ne zan karanta sai Jibril ya ce iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq ka ga shawaran mata alqur'ani ya sauka
Maulana Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi he told them that when revelation was to be revealed that Jibril came about 3 consecutive times asking the prophet to read then he came to the Sayyidina Anna Khadija was asking her I don't know how to read what will I tell this person that is telling me to read he said when you go and ask him that what will I read? Then he will answer you. That is why when the third time that Jibril came and asked the prophet to read, he said, Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Madala yaje ma Khadija wannan ba aljanu bane suke so kama ne take la anta tukrimu dayfa wa tu'inu al-fuqara wal masakin wa ta'ti bil baladi ma lam yati bihi ahadun من يفعل هذا الخير لا يمسه الجن ابدا
الله شيخ was asking that this
the revelation started with even the shawara of a woman. That is to say that when Gibril, when the prophet was asking the one, this kind of revelation, don't you think it's a genie that is coming? He said he used to help the needy, he used to assist the poor, and he used to do a lot of al-khairi. That whoever does this kind of thing, al-Janu cannot come to him.
على حضراتكم لما بلغني الخبر بالزيارة إلى حضراتكم وأقول بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم على ذكره بدر السماء يتشرف على مدهكم شمس الضحى يترفرف أبيت غراما مادها لجنابكم وما زارني فينة فإني مشغف أحبكم ما دمت حيا ولم أبل بقول أشات إذ فؤادي تتحف وحبك يدعو للسعادة والرضا يفوز محب صادق ويرفرف ولملا وقد أولاك ربي بإزة فما خاب من يلجأ إليكم ويشقف أميل إلى الذكرى متى شفت وجهكم تبدد أحزاني وخبزي منظف متى جيت لوكوجا تزهزهت الحنى ونلنا منالا لا تعد وتوصف كذاك متى حلت أكيني تنورت قلوب العباد والضلالة تضعف كبارا كبارا وصغارا هيجوا بلقائكم على حبكم والدمع مني أكفكف تباركت في أنحاء نجير كلها بجاهكم تالو كدونا وتورف فيا حبذا للعاشقين جميعهم عليكم بهذا الكنز من ليس يوصف مليء بعلم ناصر الدين عارف على خدمة الإسلام دهرا تؤكف تجمع فيه العلم والرشد والتقى فلم يشق من يهواكم أو يؤسف لقد كنت شمسا لامئا أمت الدنى فأدهى جميع الكون جهرا مزخرف توضأت بالتقوى وصليت بالهدى وهست لواء الفل ذي الأقل يعرف فمنكم أرجي الفضل والعلم والهدى لعلي أرى في سلك من كان يعرف لأصبح ميمونا محبا مصدقا خديما لكم طول الحياة مصوف مديهكم أحلى من المن والسلوى ويكفيني فخرا به أتشرف هنيئا لعين قد رأتكم بركب طرفة كذا أذن تسقي كذا القلب تلطف هنيئا لنا الزائرون هنيئنا لنا من إله الأرش ما ليس يوصف فمن زاركم بالصدق نال شفاعة أمين الذي يهواه برهام مكشف عسانا نؤوب غانمين ونزفر بآلاء الرحمن ولا نتلهف ولملا وأنت الوارث الغوث الأعظم ولملا وأنت الوارث الغوث الأعظم أبو إسحاق برهام كاهاد ومنصف حبيب رسول الله سرا وجهرة ضياء الورى غوث البرايا مشرف ورث نبي الله من دون مرية وحامل صيد الختم من ليس يعصف أجسنا يا برهام بعد محمد فأنت ملاذ الكل والكل يغرف إليك يا شيخي قصيدة عاجز إليكم يا شيخي قصيدة عاجز يا الشيخ فاقبلها لعلي ألطف صلاة وتسليم على أحمد الذي به ساد برهام الفهول وعرفوا
Thank you. kalau kejadian. Ini apa orang? Ayo tu turut turut saya cuma. Kau saya wajang kau.
Tidak.
Tidak. Tapi ane tu nak.
Insyaallah. Nia nia. Begini saya.
Oh dari dunia namu. Tapi saya tu nak. Naya bos. Naya dia ke. Alhamdulillah. Baik, bismillah.
Eh. Jadi dia zona kasa dogo da.
Allah, I should go to Allah, please. Everybody should enter his car, please. Just to leave you, please. Let's enter our church. Let we are moving. Allah, let's enter. Everybody should enter his car.
I'm not going to be able to do it.